Salem State University has become the latest New England school dealing with higher costs and shrinking enrollment. To deal with those issues, the school says more than 80 faculty and staff members have accepted voluntary buyouts. To talk more about this and the impact it's had on the school, we're joined now by Salem State President John Keenan. Good morning, President Keenan, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Happy to be on.
So tell us, first of all, why these staff cuts are necessary.
Yeah, so over the last decade or so, we've had a decline in enrollment, largely due to demographic trends, certainly here on the North Shore, but really all across the country in terms of the number of 18-year-olds coming out of high school. So as we saw that adjustment, we realized we needed to right-size, if you will, our faculty and staff to be in a position of strength as we move forward.
Well, what do you mean by right-size?
Align the number of faculty and staff that we have relative to the students on campus. So we've gone from about 10,000 students a decade ago to about 8,000 starting next fall.
An enrollment drop from 10,000 students to 8,000 students in the last decade is about 20%. Is that number still falling, or have you been able to stop it?
Yeah, the trend has still been downward over the last couple of years. And as you look out into 2025, 2026, the demographic decline will continue as a result of the recession in 2008, where people stopped having as many children as they used to. So we're just really preparing ourselves for that continued decline. And the Mass Department of Higher Education, the Board of Higher Education, is aware of that decline, and largely as a result, believe it or not, Bob, as well, of the successful economy in declining numbers at community college, which is where a lot of the state universities get their transfer students. So it's both the higher ed in some ways is countercyclical to a positive economy, and you have the additional demographic decline of fewer 18-year-olds graduating from high schools.
So in the community college piece of this, what you're saying is that because of the economy, a lot of kids are skipping community college and going right to four-year schools, which means that you have less students feeding your student body?
That's exactly right.
In the last few years, we've seen the disappearances of a number of small colleges. Of course, we know Mount Ida, we know Pine Manager. Do you worry that Salem State, because of the troubles facing liberal arts colleges right now and declining enrollment, might be in danger of following them?
I do not at all, and that's largely because we align our educational programs and growth with the workforce needs of the North Shore region, and healthcare being a top priority for the region and the Commonwealth, and a lot of the healthcare and science program that we have on campus will continue to grow and thrive.
But still, you think that there might be more faculty cuts ahead?
There may be. Again, it depends on the continuing trend of the demographics of seniors coming out of high school and the economy. Sooner or later, the economy is probably going to slow down. And as I said, higher ed, particularly community college, is countercyclical to the economy.
Salem State President John Keenan, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning, and good luck, sir.
Great. Have a good day.